Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Radical Broccoli podcast. I am so excited for this week's episode because we have some really life-changing, valuable things to share today. We just got the biggest reminder of ourselves, and today's topic is really something we've been studying, we've been nerding about, we've been living for years. But it never ceases to amaze me, and there's always more to learn because the brain is a tricky little thing. But we're gonna get more into that. So if you're in the mood to feel extremely empowered, then this is your episode. And I'm Annette, and this is Suze Anna.
Sisters, business partners, you know the drill.
Yeah.
But if you're new, maybe you don't, so warmly welcome to you. And you can find all about us on our website, radicalbroccoli.com, or our Instagram, @radicalbroccoli.
Yes. And we are currently both in Costa Rica.
Yes, you can probably hear that in the background. We're not in a podcast studio. We are in the wild, beautiful jungle.
Yeah. And I have been living here for 3-4 months now. And you've been here for a month. And it's pretty great. It also has a lot of... I feel like Santa Teresa is such a special city because there's a lot of energy here. And things go super fast. Mm. There's not one day that I walk out the door and I don't have this big spiritual lesson.
Yeah. And you get your spiritual lessons in form of very human challenges.
Yeah. And it never ceases to amaze me. I mean, it's such a wild place.
I was just thinking now, what if that is a belief that we have so strongly that we just keep creating it over and over again?
No, you can have beautiful spiritual lessons.
Yeah. One of them we're going to talk about today.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a fantastic place to be. It's the place I want to be right now, and it feels really, really good.
Yeah.
So, tell us, what have we been up to?
Yeah, so last week I tried something for the first time that is called CUP, which stands for Kundalini Awakening Process. And it's kind of new, I think, maybe 5-3 years old.
I'm not sure.
And it's really different than anything I've ever tried in my whole life. So we went to it at a place called Zunya. And there are these two facilitators waiting for us. Wow. I mean, wow. Their energy and their presence and how they just like walked around. I mean, I was just staring at them the whole time because you could just see they were just filled with this life force, this good energy. And people like that are just so magnetic. You just want to like do what they do.
Mm.
And it, to me, that is always such a good sign of someone I want to work with.
Yeah.
Do they have something that I admire? Are they living what they say they are? You know, all of that things, it's important. And it was just completely different. And they explained that what they do is they actually activate the life force energy within us. So as a human, we are energetic beings, but we create a lot of blockages for ourselves, sometimes emotionally, trauma, physically. For example, a blockage can be stomach ache, where it doesn't flow, basically. And you feel like swollen, constipated, or something like that. But behind that stomach ache, it's always an emotion, always an energy. And it can be, you know, there can be so many things.
Fear.
Fear, for example. Yeah, being
fear
scared.
Fear is the classical one that makes the body like grip and hold on to be tight.
Yeah. So what they did was completely different than yoga, because in yoga we kind of, for example, Kundalini, we breathe and we do breath work and we ourselves stimulate energy to flow in our body.
Mm, physically, yeah.
But here, the whole point was to lay down on the mat and surrender. And surrender, surrender, surrender. And I thought that was just wild. And I don't know if you've ever seen Cup, but it's like you can see people laying on the mat and suddenly like, your chest goes up and your whole body starts to move without... And it looks like the teacher or the transmuter or whatever you call them. Basically, it's like they pull your arm up on the string.
It looks like they are orchestrating music.
Yeah, basically. On the body.
But they're doing that on the body. They're touching the body physically. Mm. Sometimes they push a little bit hard. Sometimes they push lightly. Sometimes they just pull something that we can't see.
Yeah.
They touch your feet. They touch your head. They touch all your energy centers, your chakras.
Yeah. So this is a direct energy transmission that activates the Kundalini awakening process in the body. And what we can see is these spontaneous movements. And I've seen some on Instagram and I was like, whoa, can that actually happen to me? And what does it feel like and what is going on, you know? Get super curious. And we had two wildly different experiences, which I also think is super fascinating because everybody get exactly what they need.
Tell us about your experience then, personally.
Okay, so for me, I lay down on the yoga mat and I closed my eyes and around me I could hear, you know, people starting to... I mean, the woman next to me had a full body orgasm. So it was very strange to lay there and listen to that.
Right away?
Yeah. And then I heard another lady started to scream because she had some trauma coming up probably. And then I could feel these facilitators come and like really push down my solar plexus. And then she touched my feet a bit and I was like, oh, nothing is really happening. Okay, surrender, surrender, surrender.
Yeah, because these facilitators, there were two of them. And they had about 50 people lying on mats.
Yeah.
So they weren't with us all the time. They walked around and they just were with you a few seconds at the time and activated. And then they went to another person.
And then they play music for the vibration.
Really interesting music.
Yeah.
Wow.
Touching all the emotions, if you ask me. And the more I sort of laid there and just concentrated on surrendering, the more I could sort of remove myself from the chatter, and I could see it so clearly how the mind was just making up so much bullshit. And it was a very fascinating moment because it really put me in a state of awareness. And suddenly I could feel, you know, that the mental chatter was getting more and more... I don't even know how to explain it, but I could just see it so clearly. And then she came and then she touched my third eye. And suddenly it was like somebody just muted, like cleared my brain from the noise and the buzz. And then I saw this beautiful white light. Like this is, it was unreal. Lots of light pouring in. And suddenly, I didn't even know what happened first, but I could feel like my chest getting pulled up. And like really up, and I wasn't doing anything. And then, you know, you want to be like, am I the one doing this?
Mm.
But no. And then I felt my feet getting like pulled up from the ground. Literally, like if you take a bridge pose, lying on your shoulders and take the feet up. And then it just started to dance. Like, it was so beautiful. My arms went, like, out and then in again. And then I turned around to my stomach. And suddenly I felt this big ball of sadness coming up. It was just like, boop, boop. And then it just went out. And then I felt the most, like, how do I even describe it? Just soft, beautiful, feminine energy come into my body. And I, as like my whole body just wanted to stretch after it. And it was pure love. And all I could do was laugh and be happy and smile while my body was dancing and doing things that I didn't control. And I've never felt so good in my entire life. It was like being infused with only love. And I just got so high after. Like, literally, I could feel that love energy in me for days afterwards. And I've never felt such a pure, clean energy in my body. Mm. Like, I've been happy, but this was so clean.
Yeah. Okay, what do you mean?
And what fascinated me the most was how, you know, I think this was a really big Kundalini awakening within me, but there's so much more to discover. Mm. And you literally can get full body orgasm laying there on the mat.
Yeah.
But it was so fascinating how subtle it was. Because I always thought that these energies of love and excitement, it's like, rah, you know, like the Liu within me is like, yeah. But it was so soft and beautiful. And you really had to be in a state of surrender to receive it. Like, something just clicked inside me where I just noticed, like, wow, sensitivity and being open is such a beautiful thing, because you literally can receive the most beautiful energies from the plants, from life. This is life force energy. It's like the earth is giving it to you, or the universe, or what you believe in. And this was just such a profound spiritual experience for me. And literally, it could have been with anyone. Like, you don't have to believe in anything to experience this. And that's what I think is so amazing. And this can be such a good tool for people to be happy and open up and receive love. And what I had been noticing was that I've been around a lot of situations lately where I have closed myself off to protect myself. Which is natural, because you don't want to take in everybody's bullshit. Like, there's so many people that spread bad energy.
Yeah.
Unknowingly. And that's fine. That's because we're all... I mean, I even do that because we all have these wounds that we carry around. And sometimes they come out and we spread lower vibrations, to put it in another way. And yeah, so I felt like I've been so protected, so closed, and so like vulnerable and annoyed almost, that I'm like, oh my god, how sensitive can you be?
Yeah.
Can I not live in this world, you know?
Yeah.
Even my body reacts so much, and all of this hormonal stuff, it's been like too much.
Yeah.
And then during this COP session, I just got the biggest just like reminder and from the universe that sensitivity is just so beautiful, because that's literally how we open up and receive the most beautiful love. And we're all sensitive.
Yeah.
We toughen up, because the world is a place where we learn otherwise. And I still believe that we have to have so strong boundaries. So now, you know, I've taken this really into my heart and felt the love, and I also felt, you know, some adjustments I need to do in my life to actually be in environments where I can be this open and vulnerable, but at the same time, not take in so much. So that was my experience.
That's wild.
And we'll see how it goes next time.
Yeah. Because these two fantastic facilitators, they are here for another 2 weeks.
Yes.
So we might be going back.
Yes, for sure. Definitely.
Mm.
And you?
Yeah, we were there together, not next to each other. And I had a very different experience, also super fascinating. I also felt that, I don't know, I think it's something with that energy that... Firstly, it intensified the brain, so the chatter inside became so loud, but also I was behind there, viewing it, seeing it, like, this is just my brain going wild, and that's so fun, actually.
Yeah.
You can kind of like lean back and observe your brain. And that's a very important experience because we can do that whenever we want. Mm. Anyone can do that.
Yeah.
You can choose to just observe your brain and not believe it.
I even did that in surfing today. Yeah. Like I just missed so many waves and then I could hear my brain being like, I was like, okay.
And if you observe it, you'll also notice it's not consistent. It's like, you're good, you're bad, you're wrong, you're right. So that's why we always remind ourselves, listen to that deeper voice inside, intuition, heart, soul. That is where I believe the wisdom comes from. And the mind is beautiful also, but it's an analytical tool to process information. More about that in another episode.
Yes.
But yes, I didn't feel so great that day already when we came. My stomach was aching and I knew I was blocked. I had slept under the air condition and I know everything in the universe is perfectly made out. I see that now, but I didn't feel great. But I thought, okay, beautiful to go to Kundalini to feel better. And then it started and I was waiting. I felt like I waited for half an hour before someone came to me and that made me a little bit annoyed. My brain was annoyed. And then he came, started pressing some points, and I felt really like this ache when he pressed, and I knew here is a blockage because it hurts. And I heard him say, he actually called me Annette.
Yeah.
He said, let go, Annette, let go. Relax, let it happen. So he was like reminding me to surrender.
Mm.
I really tried. I just breathed and I tried to let so go, and then I felt some what's it called?
Twitching?
My body started twitching. So I had this mini dance going on and off. And they touched my feet and they touched my head. And it was really, really interesting experience. But what also happened at the same time was that I was actually very affected by the people lying right around me. It was extremely loud and as we've talked about sensitivity, I had set an intention for myself to really like be in my own space and let go and not take in people's things from the ceremony. But I felt like that was the point that was so challenging. And seeing it now, I think it was a reminder for me to, you know, remind me I am allowed to take up space. I can be that person screaming if I want to. I can be the one crying, but I didn't because I've learned that I don't want to bother anyone. And that's probably been bubbling and accumulating inside me. And it came up in all this anger and frustration, which I don't really ever feel that anger so deeply that I can express it. So sometimes it comes up in pain and disease, like getting sick. And right after cup, I felt so bad. I was freaking angry. So much anger came out. I just said, I need alone time. And then I was crying. I was like talking out loud and just trying to get all the frustration and anger out of me. And then I got a fever. Burned up, 24 hours, knocked down, went through the whole loop again, especially in my head, like, oh my God, how can I be sick again? Back into observing my brain, surrendering, the whole cycle that I did within the cup hour, same lesson again. And profound spiritual lessons for me also, especially about being allowed to take up space, being allowed to express anger, other emotions that I don't identify so much with, being allowed to not be perfect or in the box or just has how I'm expected to be as a human, you know? Letting yourself free flow in a class like that is intimidating, but it's beautiful. And we're just so, what's it called?
Conditioned.
We're so conditioned to be certain ways, to move certain ways, to make noises certain ways, especially not make too much noises from your body or like stuff like that. There's so much. And it will keep coming, but wow. All of this from 1 hour of cup.
Yeah. I made a lot of noise.
If you ever have the chance to try it, I know they have facilitators in Sweden. And I know you can get Kundalini Awakening from various different modalities. I talked to people who've gotten it from regular Kundalini sessions, yoga, meditation. But this is like a direct transmission from people who basically dedicate themselves to be transmitters.
Yeah.
So.
And this is completely without drugs or anything.
Yeah, that's how we really like to experiment. Like, how can we get these wild, soulful, heart-opening experiences naturally? And that's why I really love being here also, because the offers are so many. There are cacao ceremonies, ecstatic dance, beautiful concerts, so much contact with nature, which just opens me wide up. And these fantastic events.
Yeah. So that was a wild experience, and I'm so excited to go again. And I hope somebody will become a COP facilitator in Norway.
Yes.
And Portugal.
And spread it. Maybe we will do that.
Yeah. I actually really want to do it.
Yeah, me too. I want to feel that way all the time.
Yeah, I know. I want to be like those people.
Be awakened all the time.
So we have been, as always, learning new things. And one of the things we wanted to share today is something we started practicing 2 weeks ago, which has actually been pretty revolutionizing and super hard. And so because we are sisters and business partners and like super close, we know a lot of what goes on in each other's life. But more than that, we're very connected. And it's like I can feel when you, like, we just read each other very easily.
Yeah, not only read, but we feel, or at least I think you do the same, but really feel what you're feeling.
Yeah.
And we've tried so hard to not do that.
Yeah.
For such a long time.
To untangle each other. Because, I mean, life is life. I almost feel like always someone is up and then the other one is down. And then, like...
And what happens when we're tangled is that the one who's up goes down with the one who's down. Yeah. That's not how it's supposed to be.
No.
And we know that.
Yeah. So basically, we tried something new, which is not sharing what we are going through. And that may sound very brutal, but it's like, we can share the successes, life things.
Creativity, ideas,
but nothing to do with like healing and what like what you're going through.
Yeah.
To literally not always carry the weight of another person around. And wow, that has been revolutionizing for us, because we have felt so responsible all the time for the other person's well-being. And not only that, but it's been probably stopping us from faster going through what we needed to go through and learning ourselves to trust that intuition instead of being like, what do you think? What do I think?
I think that was the biggest motivation for us, was knowing that the one who's going through something will do it faster if they learn by themselves.
Yeah. And that has actually been true.
That has been so true. And it's beautiful to lean on each other, and it's been very different to not do that. But we thought we had boundaries. But now we actually have boundaries, and we're testing where they need to be.
Yeah. And what we do is that instead of blurting out all the time, like, oh, my stomach hurts, what do you think I ate? You know, these things that we just say, and we don't realize how much it affects the other person. So now we have literally in our calendar set up a meeting where we sit down and we each get time to uninterrupted tell our fears, our worries. So we still know.
Yeah.
But then we're both like prepared, ready, and open to it. And I know it sounds like a bit extreme, like, can't you just talk? But no, this is actually really working. And I think it's really revolutionizing our whole relationship.
Yeah. So it means... It doesn't mean we never share. It means we consciously share when we decide to. And the rest of the time, we have to try and keep it light. And we've both been making mistakes.
Yeah.
And we've both been experimenting, and we had to really say out loud, not now, this is my boundary, so many times, which isn't something you want to do.
No.
But, yeah, for me, this is teaching me that I don't need to have your worries.
Mm.
I don't need to. And we've done that our whole lives.
Our whole lives.
We've been caring double.
Yeah.
It's too much. So if you do this with anyone else, oh my gosh, please try this.
Mm.
I think it's so common in partnerships to just all the time blurt out back and forth, which means that one carries the other's things all the time.
Mm.
And we're so used to that, but it's not necessary.
No. And that was one challenging thing this weekend because I'm in the middle of moving. And moving, holy fuck, it brings up so much.
Yeah.
It's like it pushes every button you have. And moving here in Santa T is very interesting because there's the talk of the town, which is there's no housing. It's super expensive. No.
Yeah.
And
a lot of concepts.
Yes, there's a lot of things. And yeah, I just don't want to buy into it.
No.
So I set a very strong intention where I said, this is how I want to feel in my new home. And then it was just so wild. I just was randomly on Facebook and then I see this house and just felt, I was like, that is it. And it's in the exact neighborhood I love. Mm-hmm. But I just had so many excuses not to live there. I was like, nah, it's too far. It's too this, it's too that, it's blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, that was fast.
Mm.
And before that, I really struggled to believe that I could actually find something. So I really had to work with that within myself.
You had a few days where you were in a dip.
Yeah.
Believing that it was impossible to find something. And it was impossible to...
No, that's not true.
...pass on your room.
No, that's not what I believed. But I was in a... I could feel that my energy was so low. That I was completely out of alignment. And when you feel sick, you just know that it's almost like your antenna is shut off.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. I didn't believe that I couldn't find anything. I just felt like I didn't work.
Okay.
And...
Maybe that's just how it came out.
Yeah, no. But then I found this place, and then there's this whole process, and then I have a room that I have to rent out... find the perfect person. It was just a lot. And then at the perfect time, we got this great, great reminder from a teacher we really admire on how we can create in the quantum field.
Mm. Juicy! And
And this is probably the most cool and fantastic concept there is out there. It's not even a concept, it's how the world works.
It's the universe.
Yeah.
The quantum field.
Yeah.
It's physics.
It's physics, basically.
It's science.
And the first most important thing is that we cannot solve a problem or find the solution on the same vibration or consciousness that the problem is created. It's so important.
Yeah. And that means that problems, they pop up. And how we are so fascinatingly created is that every time we have a problem, we have to grow. We have to up-level ourselves to reach the solution. We have to vibrate on a better, higher frequency, which means that we constantly keep evolving and growing and becoming better.
So that means that things that are challenging, they actually are an invitation for us to be better.
Yeah, and it's not as 3D as we think. We think so material, like, oh, it's me and housing and it's this and that, money and material things and la la la. It's life lessons all the time. It's about our worth. It's about what we believe in our subconscious. Wow. It's about how we see the world and how we choose to move forward.
Mm.
And this is for everyone.
So we can And we do create our own reality.
Yeah. And also we have different incarnations. People are born different places, with different souls' journeys, which I think some part of it is something that our soul chose before coming. But while we're here, we can create consciously and beautifully, and really, if we get into it, it's so much fun.
Mm.
Super powerful.
And the other way around, when you feel like you're out of it, it's so frustrating.
Because the only thing you want is to get back in alignment and flow.
Okay, so how do we actually create in the quantum field?
So, yeah, now science really knows all of this and explains it all beautifully. We are energetic beings. If you study our atoms and everything inside our body, it's energy on a base layer. The same with everything we see around us. It's different frequencies, it's different densities, and simplifying it, it is like this. What we emit is what we will meet. So we emit and then we attract in. We emit, we attract in. And so everything we have right now is something that a previous version of ourselves has created. And the interesting thing, going a bit deeper, is that we don't create so much from our conscious mind. It's not so much from the analytical thinking mind, it's from the subconscious. And they say that the subconscious creates 95 to 99% of our reality. This is where all the modalities come in, all the hypnosis, meditation, yoga, journaling, therapy, clearing out what is in the subconscious, what's in our backpack that we haven't looked at. And that's also where we store our beliefs. And the conscious and subconscious mind work beautifully, strongly, powerfully together to always prove each other right. So if we have a belief that says there is no housing in Santa Teresa, our mind will create a reality that shows exactly that belief, which is why we believe what we believe, because it's proven all the time. But we can change. We can change, we can shift beliefs if we decide to, and the first step is bringing something to awareness. It is, for example, admitting, I have a lack of consciousness around money. I fear money. I fear spending it, I fear earning it, all of those things. Then you're aware. If you're not aware, it's still down in your backpack, unidentified.
And this is so fun because it goes for anything. Money, relationship, work. There's so much
health.
Health, friends, relationships, family.
How we look.
Yeah, our physical body.
Hmm.
Yeah. And when we can start to look at it this way, you know, instead of being so devastated by what's happening, we can start to feel empowered.
Mm.
And we can start to be humble and open to learning instead of like... Because I know I've been so strict with myself when I didn't get things, like when I failed. Like nothing is failed, but you know, when I feel like I failed.
Mm.
And I felt so doomed often, but then I just had to have like real compassion for myself and be like, okay, but you know what, you have a lot of beliefs here, and these beliefs were created usually between age 0 and 6 or 7, and usually from our family.
Mm.
And there's just, and it's hard. This is where the discipline comes in to like have anything you want in your life. It's freaking hard to look at this because there comes up so many emotions when you realize like, wow, what I went through actually shaped this. And you have to accept it. And oftentimes it's really, really devastating. But then the more you kind of go there and you learn and you look at it, you can release some anger. You can release some sadness. You can start to forgive. You can start to forgive yourself. And instead of living life with this like big bucket of goo inside you, you can like let it go. Yeah. And we can start to see like, wow, I can actually be completely different here.
And let go of old stories.
Mm. And it's a journey for sure. It's a healing journey, but it's absolutely possible.
Yeah. But it takes discipline. That is an important reminder, which is why not everyone in the world just manifests anything they want all the time. And some people have it a bit easier. Maybe call it a bit lighter incarnation.
Yeah.
Some people came here for lighter incarnation. Some came here for more challenging. And I think those who have it freaking challenging, they become our biggest teachers. No matter if they keep going around with their wounds or if they really go through it and pass through it and become actual teachers.
Mm.
So, yeah, it is the daily work. It's actually daily work.
Mm.
It is...
What is the daily work?
It is... How can I say it? Emotional balance and well-being is for me the groundwork, because that's what keeps building up in our body, creating all these different tensions and discomforts, which we then take out into other things and project on, and which makes us not feel in alignment.
Mm.
So for me, for example, when I feel like, okay, I know intuitively that this thing that I feel in my chest, this is anger in here, then I need to set aside 15 minutes to punch it out and scream and freaking swear and just be really mad.
Mm.
Because if I don't have emotional well-being, I'll take it out on someone or something that doesn't deserve it. So this is very, I would say, different to how many people live, but this has changed my life 100%. The same with sadness. Sadness for me comes super easily, but if it doesn't for you, it's a discipline. Set aside time, get really into the emotion, put on sad songs, do whatever you need to get it out, because it's meant to flow, but we have a lot of blockages, so we might need a little extra help.
Mm. Yeah. And this actually puts you kind of back into the driver's seat of your life,
yeah,
instead of being like
a victim
and shuffled around. And I've talked about this a lot of times in the podcast, for example, in romantic relationships. I've had so many challenges and I never understood, like, why do I keep attracting this type of person? And why is this so challenging for me? And I mean, of course, any psychologist would be like, daddy issues. But truly, it's taken me on this wild journey to sort of where I understood that, wow, I grew up on a perception of how I thought somebody looked at me. And then I made that my truth. So kind of be living my life on a lie. That wasn't, because the truth is like, I'm love. And
we all are.
We all are like this beautiful being. It doesn't matter how you look or like, it's the energy behind it. And the more I start to believe, you know, because I've believed for so many years, like, there's something wrong with me and I'm broken.
Mm.
But now I've, like, started to discover what was under that lie. And I'm like, honestly falling in love with myself. I'm like, holy fuck, this is fantastic. This is so beautiful. And it's like, wow, we are just so, like, humans are so beautiful under there.
Yeah.
But so it's cool. Just like taken me 30 years to get there.
Mm. A lot of deconditioning.
Yeah.
Peeling off old stories. A lot of stuff is not true.
No, and the thing is that I dip. Like, still there comes days when I'm like, oh, this again. Come on. You know, it comes back. And then I'm like, okay, I will get help. And I get a lot of help, because this is like, for me, this is where I invest my energy and time, because I see that every time I unblock something, like, I unblock something in life and in my creativity and in my work and in my life, basically.
Yeah.
And then I learn new things, and, you know, so it goes. And
we will always, I don't want to state that, but most of us will dip.
Yes.
And then it is about how you treat yourself when you're down there.
Yeah. And I mean, I just had a month completely out of alignment, so that was valuable lesson.
Yeah, I've had some ups and downs myself. I think we've shared many of them here.
Yeah. And then when they're gone, you're like, wow, what even happened?
Yeah, life is so beautiful. So let's give a little manifestation creation 101.
Okay. So the most important thing I will say from my side today, I was reminded of this by Sofia Sundari yesterday. Be okay no matter what. Like, no matter if you get the house, if you don't get the house, if you get a compliment, if you don't get a compliment, if you... Oh my god, I'm such bad with examples right now.
If you get the salary raise or not, if you meet the guy or not, if you find the t-shirt. I mean, there's so many things we attach and hook so deeply onto.
Yeah.
If we then, can let them go.
Yeah, and be okay no matter what, then we get out of lack mentality. Because lack creates more lack. More lack, more lack, more lack.
And that's where most of us live, because we attach so hard onto a circumstance or an outcome, which we don't know if will happen, which means we believe that this is the only thing, there is lack in the universe, which is not true.
And then, like, lack is like, I'm broken. There's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
And then you go down that spiral.
I can never do this. There's not enough. There's not enough money. There's not enough housing. There's not enough love. But truth is, we have it all inside of us. We have a universe inside of us of creation and wealth and health and well-being and love and abundance. And if you feel this resonating with you on some level, maybe in your heart, like on your in your cells, you feel like, oh my God, is this actually real? Explore it.
Mm.
So example with the housing. You have to be okay and already be non-attached and let it go before you get it. And that's when it flows in.
Shwoop. I've never manifested so fast.
Also me with this house that I'm in now, it took 2 days.
Mm. And also focus on how you want to feel. And then practice being in those emotions. For example, you want to feel happy, practice gratitude. Practice being happy. Like, we can practice this as well. And I think if that's a beautiful thing to do in meditation in the morning. Sometimes just like, I've had this thing lately where my brain keeps on wanting to think about this one person. And every time my brain goes there, I've said to myself, okay, say 10 beautiful things about yourself. So like so many times during the day, I'm like, I'm beautiful, I'm kind.
You is kind, you is beautiful.
You know, we can do these things all the time to kind of train our brain up. Yeah, and we sometimes can. We just need to have a complete breakdown, you know, like we need to just let our shit out and fall flat, because like, I think that the tricky part here, the work, is kind of like, okay, when am I not allowing myself to have the emotions?
Yeah.
And when am I just being negative and emitting like lack and bad energy, you know?
That is the whole trick.
Yeah. So that's, and I don't have the answer. Like, this is the learning process.
Mm. And we kind of yin and yang out of that.
Yeah.
A bit back and forth.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're surfing, even it's like one person is so happy and so blissed out, and the other one is like, fucking blah.
Never gonna surf again. Yeah.
So those two are extremely important. Focus on the feeling and be okay no matter what.
Yeah.
And from there,
create. Like, there is really no
limit.
Limit. And start to visualize what you want. Like, see it happening. If you want that certain type of job, then, you know, set aside time in the morning and visualize yourself how you feel when you are in that job, when you are with those people. And then, you know, the universe will respond instantly. It's like situations will come to you.
But not necessarily how you think.
No.
Not in your exact vision, but it will present you maybe something better. probably something better.
Yeah.
But with the same feeling. So the feeling is super, super important.
Yeah. And if there comes a challenge, it's always because you have to raise your self-worth. So what happened to me in this moving process is that I had to face this one person that I don't really like talking to that much. And then I was like, I just did it. And I was like, what have I been so afraid of the whole time?
Took 5 minutes.
And then, you know, I literally came over this huge fear, raised my self-worth. I said to myself, I'm freaking worth it. But I didn't just say it like in my conscious brain, but like I felt something shift, something new came up. And boom, there you have it.
Boom.
So I hope this was clarifying. And I hope this gives you a new just glow and this feeling in life that you can literally create it all.
Yeah, it's the best feeling ever.
My favorite thing to do whenever I'm in doubt is to watch celebrities talk about the law of attraction on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because they just have these stories that are so inspiring.
Yeah, and they talk about exactly what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
So, with that,
I think we...
We shall leave you with this to digest.
Yes.
Emotionally, mentally. Hopefully it goes straight into your subconscious.
Yeah. And we would always love to hear from you. I love reading your messages and talking with you about these topics and podcasts and in our membership daily. It's like amazing to hear what you manifest.
Yeah, it's so great. And yes, this is a typical topic for our membership. In our membership, we would probably have like a workshop on this where we get deeper, you get journaling exercises, you really get to dig in and get juicy with these kind of things. We also bring in amazing teachers, and we have some really, really cool ones coming up in Feb and March, which we're so excited about. So if you want to join our membership, it's a monthly subscription, 4 talks a month, 2 with us and 2 teachers. A lot of fun and a fantastic community to join.
Mm. Yeah, highly recommended.
Yeah,
warmly welcome. I'm having so much fun.
People from different countries,
yeah.
And just incredible stories.
It's a nice field.
Nice field.
Yes. And with that, I hope you have a beautiful day and create something cool this week.
Yeah. Go for it.
Lots of love.
Bye.